Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's visit to Australia is expected to boost the development of China-Australia relations and cooperation and push forward free trade and regional integration. But how to boost mutual political trust between the two countries is an issue capturing the world's attention. Han Feng, a professor at the National Institute of International Strategies, says China and Australia need to hold talks on dealing with problems on a strategic level, since the both sides are both undergoing a period of adjustment.
The resistance to Turnbull's policy in revitalizing the economy and boosting national development is considerably high. He also made it clear that domestic industry needs to be upgraded, diversified, along with the launch of an innovative economy. This has many aspects in common with China's reform trajectory, especially in the implementation of the Belt and Road Initiative. So the two sides may have a lot of structural cooperation opportunities.
He added, differing values displayed by the two countries have led to some diverging stances on the regional issues.
Although Australia is geographically located in the South Pacific, it thinks itself as belonging to a system of developed countries in terms of economic form and values. So Australia agrees with the Western system of governing the world and the region. For the development of East Asia, China believes that East Asia should go its own way, which is in line with ASEAN. But with deepening cooperation between China and Australia at a regional level, the two countries will gradually form a regional consensus.
James Lawrenson is the Deputy Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology of Sydney. He said, the lack of mutual political trust between the two sides is plainly due to the different political systems. And he believed China and Australia can do more to enhance trust by concentrating on those areas where cooperation are possible.
I think we'd like to see both countries continue to emphasize diplomacy in areas like the South China Sea. I know there's a tendency in China to think that Australia will line up behind America on that issue. The Americans are actually disappointed that we haven't done more. Well, for example, while the Americans have been running those so-called freedom of navigation patrols, we haven't joined them in doing that. So, you know, diplomacy in those areas, I think, will also be an area of commonality between China and Australia.
He further pointed out, with the signing of the free trade agreements, bilateral cooperation in this field has reached solid achievements and can be further deepened.
Sometimes we think in this day and age, this Trump era, that the world is turning against free trade and globalization. That's really only true for North America and certain parts of Western Europe. Australia, for example, is very positive about free trade, so is China. So look, I think there's clear opportunities for China and Australia both to lead on that issue. And a lot of those people-to-people links feed into more trade. We have a wonderful Chinese migrant community in Australia, and they're driving a lot of the trade we have with China.
This year marks the 45th anniversary of China and Australia establishing diplomatic ties. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.